Hello, my sweet, and thank you for being here with me. Today's meditation is about reducing stress and anxiety. And before we begin, I want to make sure you understand that they call it meditation practice. That means don't expect or put false expectations on yourself to be perfect after listening one time. Actually, don't ever put expectations on yourself to be perfect. We're simply not designed that way. But meditation, it takes practice, truly. We are complex beings with the unique ability to feel the good and the bad, to feel love and hate. And for that, we have to make sure we allow ourselves to take time to heal. And you being here, sweetheart, listening to me, is you doing exactly that. So let's start by taking a long, deep breath in and release through the mouth, focusing on your breath as you completely release any tension you're carrying. Breathing is such a big part of who we are, not just because we need to breathe to live. It also controls how we carry and release stress. It gives us the power to release tension and anxiety when we can take a pause, take a minute, and focus on it. So let's take one more deep breath in. Hold it. And now really push the air out of your lungs. Let it take all of any stress you carry with it. Good. I'm really proud and honored of you taking this time for yourself. We live in a world where it seems like every minute of every day is filled. Honoring ourselves with a few very deserving moments to relax and to heal is vital. We often feel so cluttered. We overthink, we overschedule. Taking this time is going to help simplify and free you of all that clutter. It's going to help you let go of worries about the past, anxieties for the future. And the more you do this, you will see positive changes in all areas of your life. From releasing traumas and memories that really don't serve you in any way that's not damaging, to handling current challenges with a more calm, more centered, and focused perspective. It's all good. So now, let's turn off any distractions, any to-do lists, do not disturb on your phone. Take this time for you. And when you are ready, close your eyes. And take a calm inhale through the nose. 1, 2, 3, 4. And slowly exhale through the mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good. And once more. Inhale through the nose. And release through the mouth. And you should feel a slight shift as you breathe normally now. A little calmer already. And your breath is an anchor to the present moment. Always remember that. It's not a breath from your past, not a breath from your future. It is right now. And it's okay if you still have thoughts going through your mind. let them flow through. And just come back to focusing on your breath. Anchoring to your breath during feelings of fear and anxiety helps to ground you, and it brings you back to the moment. It will help you to relax in times of stress, and most importantly, help you regain control of your feelings. The intention of this meditation is to help you slow down, and I want you to give yourself permission to surrender and release any tension, any worry. Because often we feel like we have to hold on to it, that gives us a sense of control over it, when in fact, it's really only causing us to be more tired, more stressed, and more exhausted. So let's take another long, slow, deep breath in through your nose. And I want you to see our body completely filling up with a beautiful, pure, white light. And as you exhale, picture dark smoke releasing from your mouth, carrying with it the debris of negative emotions you're holding on to. And once again, full breath with that pure, white light in through the nose, completely filling you up, and then releasing any remainder of that darkness out through the mouth. Deep, deep cleansing breath. Good. Good. And now I want you to bring your awareness to the top of your head. Focus on softening the muscles in your face, your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, and your jaw. And if you need to take another deep cleansing breath, please do, anytime you feel like you need to release that energy. Your body is now starting to respond and is relaxing more and more. A calm heaviness is taking over. And you might have involuntary physical reactions as you start to relax. A twitch or a spasm in your leg or a jolt in your arm. That's just energy or tension that you've been holding on to that your body is finally letting go of. It is a good thing, I promise you. And it will subside. Just keep your focus on your breath. Your mind and body know this is you taking much needed time to slow down. Nothing else is important right now. This is all for you. And now I want you to imagine a beautiful glass elevator. It's right in front of you. You can reach out and touch the glass. This glass is etched with ornate designs, swirls, and symbols. It doesn't matter if you understand them. They're just really beautiful to look at. Touch them. Use your thumb to trace over the edgings. Feel the coolness of the glass against your hand. And now as the door slowly opens and you step in, you know that you are completely safe. As you look out from all four sides of the elevator, the doors softly close and the elevator begins to slowly descend. And above the door, you see a series of numbers from 1 to 10. There is an arrow pointing to the right, just below the 10. And as it begins to move the left, and it begins to move to the left as the elevator subsides to each level. And the lower it goes, the deeper your relaxation. 9. The world around you begins to fade away. 8. 7. 6. Feelings of peace and comfort becoming stronger. 5. Letting go completely. 3. 2. Deeper and deeper into relaxation. 1. Feeling completely calm and only peace as the doors slowly open. And you step out. You find yourself in a room filled with books. Some are organized, some are in piles of clutter. Some areas of the room are dark, some are bright. And you feel the need to organize this room. You look around you, removing the piles of clutter. And the room becomes brighter, simplified. All you have to do is think about it. And the brighter and cleaner the room becomes, you start to feel physically lighter. Open. Open to showing yourself kindness and loving compassion. And knowing that with all of that clutter gone, you have a clear view of the amazing opportunities that await you by choosing to take care of yourself. And removing all of that past clutter. As you stand there and look around this room of books, noting that there are different sizes, different colors, different textures, you now understand that you can change those negative thoughts into positive ones just by being aware. Your past no longer limits you. Your past has never defined you. And now, in this organized, bright, relaxing space, your space, know that this change will translate in every part of your daily life by you continuing to clear the clutter. And as you turn round back to the elevator and the doors open slowly once again, you step in, knowing you no longer hold space for negativity and doubt, for fear, past or current traumas, and instead choose to be open to giving and receiving love in all of its highest forms, which allows for positive opportunity to present themselves. And you now know those negative feelings you allow control over you were the only thing holding you back from living a life of confidence, relaxation, and happiness. And now the elevator doors close. And as the arrow starts at the number one and begins moving to the right, you feel lighter. 2, 3, happier, more focused. 4, 5, more confident than you were when you started this journey with me. 6, your thoughts are positive. 7, you slowly begin to move your body. 8, wiggling your fingers and toes, coming back into your physical space. 9, taking a satisfying stretch if you need to. And 10, opening your eyes when you're ready. Feeling amazing and ready to move through the rest of your day with confidence, ease, and clarity. Thank you, my sweet, for allowing me to lead you through this practice. I do recommend you listen to this for 7 consecutive days, and then once per week, to keep your mind and subconscious free of all that clutter. Until next time.